The long-awaited WWDC 2024, which is Apple's annual event specifically for developers, but there's also a lot of things for those of us who are end users, particularly those who are Apple users, so that you can learn what your devices will be or are now capable of doing, given the new releases that Apple is usually about to make within a few weeks. So I watched the event. I managed to watch the entire event. I might have missed a few things. So as a result, I ended up watching some other people's take on the event so that I can just have a recollection of all the things that took place. Very interesting things that Apple released, which found me being excited for Apple users. I think that's actually usually my stance or my approach or where I find myself whenever I'm watching Apple events. So Apple had many announcements, or rather quite a few announcements, during the WWDC 2024, one of them being iOS 18. Getting a lot of changes. Most of the changes it's getting already exist on Android, but I've come to learn that it doesn't matter that Android has had it for very long, because Apple's approach is not to be the first. Their approach is to be the best, although they don't always achieve that, because if you don't know the experience of an Android user, you cannot make judgments whether or not what the Android user's device is better or not. For example, they've announced this feature where you can now move apps anywhere on a screen. You're not limited to what Apple dictates, which I know has been an issue for a very long time. And as an Android user, I find it very frustrating when you restrict me in terms of how I can use my own device. But finally, Apple users can now do that. It doesn't do it as seamlessly and as beautiful and as coordinated as it is on an Android device. Anyone who uses an Android device and who loves customizing their device will tell you that if you're looking for customization, go for Android. Usually Samsung does a very good job. Pixel does an amazing job, especially with Material U. Very, very good job. But there's a lot of other announcements that Apple made. There was iOS 18. The iPad OS 18, as well as a Mac OS 15. And I remember they announced the name, but it's so, oh my goodness. I don't remember the name, but it's a very beautiful name. I think it refers to some place in America with tall buildings, if I remember correctly. But it's very, very, very beautiful, and also going to lead to many features and better integratability between iOS devices or just Apple devices in general. So that's also interesting. Another thing they announced, which was the big announcement for the day, was Apple Intelligence, which is basically AI just branded to Apple Intelligence, which is pretty dope. I honestly feel like Apple's approach to privatization is incredible. Apple's approach to privatization is quite amazing. I love how they've become very stubborn in the fact that they will not compromise on privacy. I don't know to what extent will they live up to that, or, and which is especially the case, I don't know for how long. Like, these leaders that are at Apple right now are old, and they will need to be replaced eventually. So it does lead to a lot of thought that needs to happen about whether Apple will be able to do this for generations to come. Who knows? But for now, though, it is something to celebrate, because to have artificial intelligence on your device, knowing first of all that it's happening on board and it's not communicating with servers for most of what you need to do, most practical things, and it only when it even needs to communicate with Apple servers, those are private, and do not sell your data, or even Apple doesn't know what you're doing within those servers, which is incredible. And there's no backdoor. They've rejected, I think the CIA or FBI, I think it was, asked for a backdoor and Apple refused. And this is all over media. You can Google it at any time. And then another thing is they've also now incorporated ChatGPT onto. So whatever you are unable to do on what Apple offers, then it will ask you, which I feel is incredible, it'll ask you if you would like for Apple to send it to ChatGPT in order for them to bring you back a response or to generate an image or whatever Apple AI cannot do or is not yet capable of doing. They will then go and allow ChatGPT to do that, which ChatGPT is the most advanced and it's market leading right now. And then you have Google, which I feel is going to be the next best one, which is already number two, but I think it's going to become very advanced in a very short space of time. And then you have Microsoft, which I don't think Microsoft with their Bing, but they're also using OpenAI's ChatGPT. I don't know if Microsoft will be as competitive, but anything can happen in today's modern world. And I say that because Google and Apple have so many devices that they can use to learn, that they can use to train their AI, you know, there's just so much that they can do, which also just makes me think that Apple didn't tell us what they used to train their AI, which is just a little sus, not a lot. But with that said, what are you most excited about that Apple announced at their 2024 WWDC?